Patriots linebacker, Jerod Mayo. Jerod, Mike and Lou, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm going to start out with a very tough question. I watch you every single week on Quick Slants with Tom Curran, and I see a lot of food in front of you, formerly at a restaurant, now at the Patriots Renaissance Spa and Hotel. Do you actually eat all that food that is displayed in front of you during that conversation with Tommy Curran?
All the time. We eat the food, man. Hey, it's great food. So,
dude, that's a lot of food. Yeah, lot of food with Tommy Curran.
You spend time with Tom. You need a drink, too, to go with that food.
We take it home, man. We just take the food home, man. You know, they actually prepare, like, you know, hot food, because that food has been sitting out for a little while. That's model food.
We call it model.
All right. And Jerod, listen, this defense now last week, you know, for three quarters, I think a lot of people were pleased, kept that team in the game with the offense sputtering, but it was that fourth quarter, you know, the letdown maybe in that fourth quarter. Was that frustrating for you guys knowing that for three quarters you did exactly what you wanted to do and it just, you couldn't finish the game?
Very frustrating. You know, anytime you go in, you know, with a great game plan and not being able to execute in the fourth quarter is very frustrating. But, you know, we prepare for situational football all the time in those fourth quarter, you know, last-minute type of drives, and we just weren't able to execute. So it is very frustrating, but it did give us something to build on, and hopefully it continues this week.
Well, we talked to Andre Carter on Monday, Jerod. He said he hadn't had a chance to look at the tape, but he talked about that fourth quarter and the third down specifically. You know, as a defensive player, you know, just how deflating that can be. Do you feel the same way? Do you have that same feeling that those third down plays are so big to try to get your defense off the field?
Yeah, you know, in that situation, we had to go to shoot. I think up until that point, in the fourth quarter, I think they were like 1-for-11 on third down or something like that, and they ended up 4-for-14. So all we had to do was make one of those third down conversions, and you know, the outcome is different.
You know, the defense has taken, you know, quite a hit here, I think, publicly. You know, and you look at some of the numbers, where you guys are as far as yards given up, maybe quarterback passer rating. And Vince went out the other day and said, listen, this is our team, this is what we have to deal with. But every single week going into that, what is that like going into every single game, knowing that where you are stat-wise, what people are saying about your defense, sometimes other teams are saying about your defense?
To be honest, we always talk about ignoring the noise, and I think that's what this team does a good job at, just not listening to the media, not listening to other people, just, you know, dedicating themselves to each other, and I think that's what we're doing now.
Do you feel like you have the talent to take that next step to continue to improve?
Oh, definitely. You know, the continuity has to be there for you to become a great defense. And I think, you know, going into this week, we have the same guys playing, and hopefully it continues to improve.
All right, we'll talk about the Jets here. Jerod Mayo joining us on a Patriots Friday. One guy who will not be on this roster is Albert Haynesworth. The team made the decision to part ways this week. And you're a captain here. You see everything that goes on with this defense, Jerod. Let me ask you, was Albert Haynesworth a guy that, from when he got here, worked hard for your team?
You know, he came to work each and every day, and, you know, I guess he did his best, but it just didn't work out. You know, you got to ask a question for Coach Belichick. You know, he makes those type of decisions, and I'm going to leave that one alone.
I want to ask you one more question you'll probably leave alone, but I got to ask you, was there issues in that locker room? Was he a distraction by any means?
No, I don't think it was a distraction at all, you know. But at the end of the day, another question I'm going to leave alone.
All right, I figured.
And you didn't. Was there any sort of altercation the sideline, Jerod, that you saw between Pepper and Albert last week?
No, not that I could see. So,
as you look ahead now to this Jet team, there's a couple of guys that, as a linebacker, I think might be on high on your radar. Maybe I'm wrong. The first guy I look at is Dustin Keller. This is an athletic tight end. He runs like a gazelle. He appears tough to cover, Jerod. What do you see with Dustin Keller? And is he on that short list of the tougher tight ends you guys have to defend each year?
He is. You know, he's a great player, and especially when, you know, when the Jets get the running game going, he's a main target in the play-action game. And anytime you get him running down the middle of the field, you know, if you got split safeties or anything like that, he's going to be a problem. He's fast. He can block. He can pretty much do it all. He's a great player.
Last time you guys played, that started a run of some quality tight ends, even the week before with Gates, and you guys really shut those guys down. Over the last couple of weeks, whether it's Heath Miller or Ballard, they've seemed to have big games. Has something changed in how you're approaching some of these tight ends, or is it just those guys executing?
It's just those guys just, you know, executed their game plan, and those guys made plays. So we have to continue to improve and get these guys covered.
Was there a difference in coverage at all with what you guys have done? Have you changed the game plan as far as you approach tight ends?
To be honest with you, you know, we change every week. You know, I don't know how much you know, watch film, you know, this defense, but we change every week as far as game plans. And, you know, that's just the way we are.
In terms of the other guy that jumps out, is a guy like Sean Green. I mean, he's that running game. Last year, LaDainian Tomlinson was taking a brunt to that running game. But now it seems like Green has become their full-time back, their power back, and Tomlinson ends up being the third down guy. What makes Sean Green so tough to defend against?
Yeah, he's their workhorse. You know, he runs, you know, multiple times a game. He'll get 3 yards, 4 yards, 6 yards, and then all of a sudden break a 20-yard. So what he does is kind of wears the defense down, and I think he does a great job of that.
What have you seen? I mean, looking at this Jets team offensively, I think the last, since you guys have played them, they put 21 up against you guys, but since then, they've played some really good football now, and their offense seems to be maybe clicking a little bit more than it was last time you saw them. What's the biggest difference?
You know, obviously getting Mango healthy, mm-hmm. getting that offensive line together, you know, so those guys are playing great football right now, and like I said earlier, the running game is really, you know, opening up a lot of things on the outside, so those guys are putting it all together.
It's a Sunday night primetime game. As fans, I think we get excited for that. Does it raise the level at all? Do you look at that game? You're the only game Sunday night. The entire league is watching Patriots-Jets, Gerard.
It does. You know, it's nothing better than playing, you know you're the only game on TV, and, you know, it's a lot of stakes for this game, you know. It's for first place in the division. Well, at least a tie for first place, and it's a division game, so.
All right, so you can be honest. When they start to divvy up that food at Patriots Renaissance Hotel, Tom always asks for a little bit more. Tom cries for he takes more food than you. Be honest.
He does take more food.
We thought so. Gerard Mayo joins us every Patriots Friday here on Mutt and Lou. Gerard, good luck Sunday night. We'll talk to you next week.